Thank you, Chair. Like Panama, we would suggest the removal of the phrase in 4.1, internationally recognised human rights and fundamental freedoms. That's because this phrase is amorphous and lends itself to legal uncertainty. We could, however, support amendments to the text that refer to the human rights treaties that the relevant state party has ratified and are open to constructive textual amendments in that regard. I'll now hand over to my colleague who will communicate our comments on the rest of the article. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. On Article 4.2, we note that there are a number of rights contained here that are already guaranteed in various human rights instruments such as the ICCPR. Many of these rights are not entirely unqualified under human rights treaties, and a number of these provisions in this draft instrument seem to us superfluous, given that these rights are already protected elsewhere and should at least notionally be caught by Article 4.1. So as it currently stands, we would have difficulty supporting 4.2 without further legal clarifications. When it comes to Article 4.4, we would just request what we mean by urgent situations. We feel like it needs to be defined here, as does the mechanism for pending resolution of a case. So we perhaps we could ask the legal experts, but we require some clarifications. And that's what we have for Article 4. Thank you.